We've all been there before. You wake up and you feel like crap. But you've got a lot of stuff going on at work that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a normal world where you actually go to the office. So what do? You pop some cold meds. You suck it up. And you go in and you tough it out, right? It's the American way. But is that the right thing to do? It's Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Certainly, we're looking at this through a different lens now, given what we've experienced the past several months. And Breeze, I saw this stat, and this is a little alarming to me. It says 1 in 14 people say they'd still go to work even if they had clear coronavirus symptoms, according to this new survey. Why is that not 0 in 14 people? Even just
like
the one.
Like before or like
they
now.
They are experiencing now. We didn't know what coronavirus was before. It wasn't really a thing before. So you do your little WebMD move, right, where you're like, all right, here are my symptoms. What do I have? Oh, I'm clearly dying. And it pops up in its back and it says coronavirus. Those people are still going to go to work.
Why are they going to work?
The main reasons, again, this is from this survey. The first, they'd feel guilty having someone else do their work.
Okay.
They feel like they have too much to do to miss that day. And the last one, here's the real kicker.
The kicker.
The last one. They want to be seen as a hard worker. This is a problem.
But all of those reasonings are valid. And I think up until this point, the idea of a sick day is barely optional at minimum.
You have to be like you got to be on your deathbed, right?
You have them.
Yeah.
You can use them. Will you get judged for using them? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. By almost, I don't want to say everyone in the office, because especially in our office, there's a lot of different departments where people don't even know what we do half the day.
Right.
But like by our supervisors, our bosses, like, are you really sick? That phrase, like,
are they really
sick?
Well, because there is a scale, right? Like waking up and having maybe a little sniffle and you're not feeling 100%. Maybe you're feeling 95%.
Right.
You know, there's that versus like, I was out, the flu destroyed me back in January.
Sure.
And that was the longest I've been out of work ever, probably, to be honest with you. And I know you're the same way. You try to just power through all this stuff. But I think our mentality needs to change when it comes to this, given what we're currently living through, right? It becomes more harmful than beneficial. And I feel like it gets thrown out there all the time of, you know, if you're not feeling well, stay home. Like, do you mean that?
You don't really mean that.
This is the thing that people
like. If you're
saying,
not feeling well, stay home.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely gonna like judge you for it, talk about you behind your back, question you relentlessly when you get back into the office.
And by the way, all this stuff might
not fact check you.
All this stuff might not be happening in your workplace, but in your head, it is happening, which makes it real.
The other thing that really gets me, and I've seen this a lot with like serving jobs that I've done. I've never had it happen at this specific job, my full-time job, but like bring a doctor's note. It's like, but I didn't go to the doctors. Like, I'm not like, you know, you don't know people's health insurance situations. You don't know if like it's a $50 copay for a little checkup when you know it's probably just, you know, a cold or something along those lines. It's like bring a doctor's note.
It comes down to trust. Right? That's what it comes down to. And the doctor's note thing is a clear lack of trust that you're actually saying what is happening, which is not great. Like, we should be able to trust each other both ways.
But I also feel like this has been completely soiled by people that at least I've worked with in the past.
There are people that take advantage. Sure. Totally.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then like, you don't want to look like that person. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of pressures that are happening on to kind of funnel us just to, unless we really can't make it in, like to be so sick that you, like, you can't get out of bed for the day. But obviously, given what we've seen the past few months, maybe that's not how you're feeling, but you could get someone else sick based on what you have. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if you're listening right now, and again, this is more so for a normal time, a normal office setup of going into the office when you're not feeling your best. Do you feel a pressure to go in? Like, you need to be really sick. Like, what is your limit? What
we
is
definitely
your scale?
Need to change this mentality for sure.
We do, because it's honestly, it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Jump in real quick. 585-222-9800. You can call or text. Do you feel this pressure? Maybe there are people out there who are like, yeah, no, if I don't feel well, I just don't go in. It's not a big deal. But I do think that maybe what we've experienced the past few months, maybe it's part of the key to fixing this. Because there's mm-hmm. potentially a happy medium, okay? Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Again, this depends on what you do for your job. There's obviously some jobs where the remote situation is just not an option. You can't work remote.
Right.
No, you can't be a construction worker and be swinging a hammer from your bed.
Virtually.
Remotely. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, maybe like with a robot. I guess maybe one day
right.
it could. It's possible.
Okay.
But for many people, there are remote options. And I think our eyes have been open throughout this situation where, wait a second, we can get maybe not everything done, but we can get quite a bit of stuff done from home. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's an option. Maybe it's when you're not feeling so sick that you can't function, but you're a little under the weather. You're not feeling great, and you don't want to get other people sick, and you don't want to make yourself worse either, where maybe this is the move.
Mm-hmm.
Remotely working. Like, even for us here, Breeze, you're home right now. You're in your living room. You're in your office, your gym/office.
Right. And I think that the pandemic has really opened our eyes to a lot of the idea of working remotely and working from home and how it can be done. I mean, it might be a pain in the ass. I'm not obviously going to have this equipment with me at all times, but it can be done. And I think that's one of the keys to making sure that A, you don't seem unreliable. Mm-hmm. B, you are a hard worker. And C, you can still work from home because you've been doing it for the past 3 months here.
Right. Maybe that's the key. Yeah, possibly.
But still protecting others. I don't know. I think it's
because there needs to be some sort of shift, right? There has to be.
Well, there has to be. I mean, people's like safety and like livelihood and health are on the line here.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the biggest things that we can take away from this pandemic as a positive.
Mm-hmm. And
is the option.
Yeah.
And loosening the reins a little bit when it comes to, oh, you had to take a sick day. Are you really not sick?
Yeah.
Can you bring in the doctor's note? Like, okay, well, sounds good.
Yeah, I hope. You know, I hope that it'll be maybe a Band-Aid to the situation in the least, right?
And then, like, this brings up another question of, like, if your child's sick,
mm-hmm.
like, that's one of... I would argue that a child going to school sick is probably a bigger deal than you going to...
Well,
because
then they affect their class.
Because they can't control themselves.
Well,
they can't.
That, and then
I mean, we talked to Mr. Pink earlier this morning.
They infect their class, and then they infect their parents, and then next thing you know...
it's a domino effect.
It is,
so
it is.
Don't give people crap for staying home with their kids either,
because
that's not really in their control.
I think people give less judgment for that than they do for someone just staying home because they're sick. I actually I don't think there's a ton of judgment for staying home because your kid's sick. Because like you would be such a... isn't it funny though? Like you would be such...
But that's crazy to me.
Like, you would be such a jerk being like questioning if your kid is sick. But you question if the individual is sick is okay. It's kind of strange. This text coming through. 585-222-9800. This texter, yes, as a daycare worker, anytime I've called in, everyone is judgmental and you need a doctor's note if it's more than one day. Now, I do understand the fact of like, and I know what you're saying before, everyone's insurance is different and copays and all that stuff. But like, if you're really sick, you probably should maybe go see a doctor. There'll be urgent care in there. If it's going to be like a multiple day thing, then maybe you should.
Okay,
but it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be going just because you need to have your slip, right? Just
telemedicine's a thriving right now.
Here's my hall pass, you know,
right?
I'm just trying to go to the bathroom over here. It's
icky.
Not a big deal. Do you think this will be the fix, though? The possibility of being able to do more from home and maybe offering up to your bosses like, hey, I'm not feeling well. I don't want to get everyone else in the office sick. I'm gonna go remote for a day. I'm curious how many people actually think that their workplace, their employers will be like, yeah, cool, absolutely, no doubt. Is that gonna become the new norm?
Or they'd be like, Jennifer, get your ass into work.
Be like, we all know
you're not sick.
I know what happens when you quote unquote work from home. Right. You're just on Facebook all day. All right, we know what's up.